If you're looking for trouble, you've come to the right place. The baddest biker bar in the investment world. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we get the latest take from David Trainer and the crew at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it by bringing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level, work their way up, and they often find that the numbers you see if you only go skin deep are misleading. Now, if they happen to work for you, well, that would make something attractive. But if they work against you, they're dangerous. And typically, we're looking for trouble here in the Danger Zone. If you want to go looking for trouble or you want to find the attractive stocks, you want to learn more about the firm, go to newconstructs.com. David Trainer, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Carvana.
Danger, danger.
Carvana. And yeah, we have both the Danger Zone and the crashing skidding noise. But the crashing skidding noise, David, is maybe because this is a stock that has been in the Danger Zone before. In fact, we last talked about it just over a year ago at the start of 2024. And I'll point out that the stock at that point was trading at around a little bit less maybe than $50 a share. Today, as we record this, it's trading at about $230 a share. And by the way, it was $280 just a couple of weeks ago. So this stock has been going gangbusters while you didn't believe in it. Why is it finally, perhaps, going to realize the trouble now?
Well, I think, Chuck, that we are entering into a new environment where the market is more discerning. Look, we've seen NVIDIA, the bloom is off the rose, and one of the biggest darlings of all. Carvana's already come down quite a bit from its all-time high. I think the market's kind of waking up to the idea that we don't just have false narratives in politics and healthcare and other places. We have them in the stock market, too. And those false narratives are designed to rob regular mom-and-pop investors of their money while making a few fat cats on Wall Street or in corporate America really rich. Carvana falls into that category. I mean, it's got all kinds of red flags, not to mention the fact that it's barely ever been profitable, all kinds of shady related transactions, shady convertible debt provided by Silicon Valley financiers. And look, at the end of the day, though, the valuation still is absolutely bonkers, absurd in terms of the implied profits and growth. You know, we're just here to come back and call a spade and say, look, hey, if you made some money playing the Momo game on this stock in the last year or so, good for you. We caution that you think about unwinding that a little bit. We caution you against assuming that's going to continue to happen. We suggest you take a look at the fundamentals. And if you do, it's going to be pretty obvious what needs to happen.
Well, so help us understand how obvious it is. How out of whack is the pricing on Carvana? Because you were issuing a warning, you know, about 80% ago.
Yeah, no joke. So let me tell you what it means. So the current stock price implies, and I think the best way to think about this is not just to give you the typical, hey, it's got to grow revenue at the current stock price implies that they're going to grow revenue at 30% compounded annually for 13 years. While improving their return on invested capital from pretty much close to the return on capital versus cost of capital spread from 0% to 62%. I mean, those are impressive numbers, don't get me wrong, but what they imply in terms of, let's just say, revenue, is that the revenue is going to go from around $0.14 billion to $335 billion over the next 13 years. Now, is that a lot? Yeah, it's a lot. It would make it one of the largest companies in the S&P 500. But let's talk about that in terms of market share, what it would imply in terms of market share for Carvana. Right now, Carvana's market share is 0.007% of the global used car market. 0.007%. $335 billion would put them at 18% of the market today, or 8% of the market in 13 years. So they're going to go from 0.007% to 8%. That's 115,000% improvement in market share. Anyway, the idea I think here is that those are ridiculous expectations in a business that's highly fragmented. I don't think anyone's ever been much more than 1% or so of the used car market. It just doesn't happen. It's a super, that's why you got these local mom and pop dealerships all over the place. It doesn't happen. So point is, the valuation is extremely expensive. It's absurd. This is a meme stock. It is one of the original zombie stocks. And we advise investors to jump off this bandwagon before crashes.
Before the crash. Absolutely. The fact is, it was a zombie stock and it has performed well despite being a zombie stock. Where does the current runway? Because a zombie stock is a stock that you basically look at the numbers and you go, these guys are running out of cash. It's happening. And typically to avoid that happening, company's got to make a deal. It's got to find some other financing. It's got to do something. So have these guys done anything to change their zombie status, or has this stock been climbing as these guys get closer to the financial precipice?
You know what they figured out? They figured out a trick, Chuck. I just learned this from a friend of mine that works in Silicon Valley. This trick is find some slick investors who are willing to sell you convertible debt or buy convertible debt from you. And that convertible debt happens to get in place when the stock is super cheap, when it's at a low, because people know that it's about to go out of business because they don't have any cash flow. Those folks that buy that convertible debt make a huge amount of money because they convert it at a super low stock price and they make a ton of money. And they do it over and over, right? When that convertible debt started to run out, oh, it's about to go out of business. Oh yeah, let's let people talk about how bad it is, because we know we're just going to come right back in and buy some more convertible debt and see the stock price climb and make money each way. So that's a new thing. So the cash flow concern with Carvana is different now. It's really more around like, how long are people willing to play that game if they want to play that game? And so we got to sort of rethink the zombie status, because cash flow in some cases isn't mattering right now because they can play this game with convertible debt. And we've seen that happening. For me, the question is, in terms of timing, like, I don't know, Chuck. I mean, I know the economic book value here is around $3 a share. And that's after some meaningful improvement in the business, some consolidation, some tightening. Also know that a lot of these financing deals and the way they've been done is shady. There are concerns around conflicts of interest with related party transactions. You know, Carvana is, anybody who does any real kind of research on fundamentals is going to, has been waving the red flag, but right, they can play this game with a convertible debt. So I don't have a good sense for you on timing, Chuck. I'm just telling you that when the narrative unwinds, I think the stock is going to get sold off in a big way.
Well, economic book value of $3 does not mean that's where the stock price would go, but it means the fair value on the stock would be a heck of a lot closer to zero than its current $230-ish. That much is for sure. And as you point out, you know that the timing is tough. Is there, I know you hate to put catalysts on it, but there's always something. If the emperor's not wearing new clothes, there's always something that makes somebody go, hey, look, I see the outfit he's wearing. Is there a likely thing for you?
Chuck, I think that's a more of an existential question. As I was saying in the beginning of the call here, I think, and we were talking offline, like, I think a lot of things are changing. I think that people are a little more skeptical of so many of the prevailing narratives. And I think that they're waking up to a lot of false narratives. And I think one of the places that people have not really considered as a place where many false narratives exist is the stock market. In fact, I would say it's probably the most rife with false narratives because it's the easiest way for people to make big money on a false narrative. As people decide they don't want to buy that bungo junk anymore, then I think the stock could, it's like musical chairs. You don't really know when the music's going to stop. It's hard to say. There are many reasons for it too, but we've seen the market act more irrational than, for longer than some people can remain solvent. That's a great, one of my favorite lines of Warren Buffett of all time. That's why it's hard to short. I know some of our clients are posting in our community about a lot more successful shorting, way more than I've seen in a while. Like, it's been going great for a lot of the stocks that get ratings like this. And they've got other technical measures that they use as well. But yeah, I don't really have, I'm sorry, Chuck, I don't have a much better answer for you in a catalyst, except that, man, when people wake up and they decide to see that the emperor is not wearing any clothes, because he's not hiding, he's out there. It's just that you're turning and looking at somebody else feeding you a false narrative. If you want to look at what's really going on, your eyes will tell you the truth. And we're here to continue to provide that. And we'll be here until people decide to look at it.
Well, and Carvana, again, you've looked at it for a while. It has not been the pick that's worked out for you the most. In fact, it's been working against you. But That's just made it more dangerous. That's why CVNA is back in the danger zone this week. David, great stuff as always. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Chuck. Good to be with you.
David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. Find them online at newconstructs.com if you're looking for more information. And we are heading for home on the first Money Life edition in March. Up next, it's market call time. I'll be talking stocks with Andrew Graham from Jackson Square Capital when Money Life returns in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.